Put Jaws in your washing machine. Finest Jaws you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing. C-U-Z does everything.
And now, Jaws brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
Yes, what is it, Miss Brennan? Who is he? Did you tell him I was in? Well, what's the nature of his business? Very well, send him in. And by the way, Miss Brennan, I'm not taking any more calls. I'm leaving the office for the day. I'll phone in later. Come in. What can I do for you, sir?
Are you Mr. Ted White?
I am.
I have a summons here for you.
A what?
There you are.
Good heavens. Rollins, sorry I had to use your private number. Nader's beat us to it. I just received a summons. Yes, look, Rollins, get in there, understand? Whatever the cost, just remember that I'm to have custody of Chucky. Well, what is the next step? Look, why don't you arrange to be at my office within the hour? We can discuss it then. Yes, I'll do that immediately. Miss Brennan, will you please get my home for me? I'll wait. Mary? This is Mr. White. I don't suppose Mrs. White is at home. Oh. When did she leave? I see. Did she say where she was going? Oh, he did. To his grandfather died. Thank you, Mary.
There can't be any doubt in anyone's mind that Ted White was entirely unprepared for what his wife has done. Although at the moment he is greatly disturbed, it is a calm and determined man who will discuss the future with his attorney. We'll learn more about this in a moment.
For white whitewashes without red hands, I've gone back to Dove.
Yes, for white whitewashes without red hands, the swing is back to Dove. Dove does everything in your wash, and does right by your hands.
I didn't think about my hands when I started experimenting with some of those no-rinse chemicals, but my hands couldn't take it. So now I'm back to Dove. It's true. Dove gives me white whitewashes without red hands.
Is a pair of red hands the price you're paying for doing your wash? Then use Dove next wash day and inspect your wash carefully. Have you ever seen such dazzling whiteness, such thorough cleanliness, such brilliant colors? Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful care for your hands?
Dove can promise this because of the way Dove is made. Only Dove, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two proven detergents. Only Dove contains these quantities of rich, real soap balanced with two proven detergents.
That's why Dove gets clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. That's truly why Dove does everything and does right by your hands. Get Dove today. You'll say it too.
For white whitewashes without red hands, I've gone back to Dove.
Nata didn't tell the housekeeper where she was going, but Chucky did. He said he was going on a vacation to visit his grandfather Bauer. And you didn't think, Rollins, that Nata would take any legal steps.
No, frankly, I didn't. You might just as well know this, Ted. She's in the driver's seat. I'm surprised, though, that Brandon took her case.
You're forgetting, aren't you, Rollins, that he's more familiar with Nata's situation, shall we say, than anyone other than myself? Nata's been seeing both Charlotte and Ray. And as for Ray... Well, I don't think I have to tell you his attitude toward me.
No, hardly.
to think that Meta beat me to the punch just by a matter of hours.
Of course, Ted, I can't help but feel that there's been more going on in your home than you've told me. There must have been a great deal of pressure brought to bear on your part to have made Meta file suit for a divorce.
I think I've familiarized you with all the facts.
I hope you have. If you haven't, well...
See here, Rollins, what's past is past. At the moment, we must concern ourselves with the future. Now, what recourse do I have?
Knowing what the boy means to you, Ted, if I were in your place, I'd make every effort to effect a reconciliation.
That's more easily said than done. As I told you some time ago, Nata's behavior has been most erratic.
Well, that's something I questioned, and I'm still questioning.
And nevertheless, it's true.
Ted, you've had things pretty much your own way until now. Suppose you take my advice for a change. Talk to Meta. Try to find out why she's done what she has.
Well, that's a stupid thing to say. She wants control of the child. She'd like nothing better than to alienate the child from me. She's resented for a long time his closeness to me, his lack of affection for her.
Ted, listen to me, will you? If you and Meta can't get together, the only reasonable thing we can do is to deny the charges in her complaint.
Deny that we haven't been living together as man and wife.
There's nothing else for you to do.
Supposing for the moment that I don't deny the charges.
Well, then Meta will get her divorce and the custody of Chuck.
Is there any reason why we can't ask for the custody of the child regardless?
I told you once before, Ted, that you'd have a hard time proving that Meta is an unfit mother.
I'm not so sure of that.
Well, look, you can at least try it my way. For your own good, to strengthen your own case. You can try, can't you? Let's go on record of at least making an attempt to maintain a normal home for your son. Let's go on record of denying the charges. We have to make it look as though Meta has absolutely no grounds, and then it's possible for us to go one step beyond that. Namely, why does she want a divorce? Why does she want to take your son away from him? Possibly she is mentally ill. Those things could follow, you see. And don't forget this, that the burden of proof is Meta. She has to prove to the court beyond a question that you had not been living with her. Add to that the possibility of the court asking to see the child to question him, and if what you've told me is true and the court does question the boy, well, you'd have a 50-50 chance.
Hmm. Yes, there does seem to be some logic.
Well, then do I have your permission to answer Maida's bill of complaint, denying the charges she's made?
Now, wait a minute, Rollins. You go ahead with the legal end of the matter, and I'll make it my business to see Nata this afternoon.
Oh, Chucky, won't Grandfather Bauer and Aunt Trudy be surprised? We'll have the table set and dinner all prepared for them. Oh, yes. We must get some flowers out of the garden for the table. What's wrong, dear?
Nothing. Mother,
mm-hmm.
Who gave you the key to this house?
Well, darling, I've always had it. Don't you remember when we came back from England? Mother had the key then. I told you that this was my home. That I lived here when I was a little girl and that I went to the Selby Flat School.
Did you like it here?
Yes, darling, very much. And just as soon as you start playing with the children in the neighborhood, you're going to like it, too. You know, Chucky, I hope you'll be able to go to the same grammar school I went to.
Daddy said I was going to a boys' school.
Well, wouldn't it be much more fun to go to a school where there were both boys and girls?
I don't know. How long are we going to stay here?
Oh, I don't know for a time, Chucky.
What about Daddy?
What about him?
If we stay away too long, he won't like it.
We won't worry about that now, hmm? And you know what, Chucky? While we're here, I don't think you're going to have to take boxing lessons.
But I will. That's a must, Daddy said.
It really isn't a must, Chucky.
You don't like boxing, do you?
Well, I don't like it, but if Daddy wants me to take boxing...
Perhaps Daddy won't have anything to say about it.
Oh, sure he will.
Perhaps not. There are a great many things you won't have to do anymore.
What do you mean?
Just that.
But, Daddy, you'll be angry.
Well, perhaps you will, but... Well, we better start setting the table, don't you think? You want to help?
If you want me to.
Oh, I'd like that very much.
Maybe that's Aunt Trudy.
No, it's too early for her to be home. Chucky, you stay here. I'll see who it is. Chucky.
Yes, Mother?
Chucky, come here a minute, please.
What is it, Mother?
I want you to go in Aunt Trudy's room. Close the door, and don't come out until I tell you to.
Who is it, Mother?
A stranger, Chucky. I'll find out what he wants. But first, you go into Aunt Trudy's room and close the door.
But, Mother...
Chucky, do as I say.
Yes, Mother...
White, white washes
without red hands.
That's why I've gone back to Dove.
That's why women everywhere are going back to Dove.
How about you? Are your hands suffering from one of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day?
Then change to Dove. See what a pleasure it is to get white, white washes without red hands.
Dove can make this promise because only Dove, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap, combined with two proven detergents.
That's why Dove gets clothes so clean and white, while it gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands.
Dove does everything.
For white, white washes without red hands, change to Dove. And don't forget, send for your set of four quick-cut steak knives. They're actually worth $2, yet Dove offers four of these stainless steel beauties for just 50 cents and top from one giant economy-sized box of Dove. Get handy order blank for these steak knives at your store today. A scene between Maeta and Ted White in the next episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by Dove.
Put Dove in your washing machine. D-U-V-E does everything.
This is George Putnam wishing you good day and good dozing.